Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Friday, April 26th, 2024. And today, since it's a Friday, our community is gathering together to share our podcasting wins from this past week. Plus, Nick and I'll share our recap from Pod Experience. Of course, we'll also answer your questions. And in the meantime, if you're listening live, please hit the share button here on Clubhouse, bottom left-hand side of the screen. And if you're listening via podcast, share this with a podcaster. And then give us only about a minute, and then we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. I did the wrong music after all that. I told you a minute, and I did the wrong music. So, let's kick things off, shall we? I'll let the music fade out this time instead of ending early. I got to get used to these buttons. At least this new button I added to my Rodecaster Pro 2. So, good morning again, podcasting morning chat. Thank you for your patience. I know we had a rare no room day yesterday, no show day yesterday. That was due to travel, actually more than just me. So I, as you know, some of you may know, I went to New Jersey, and that was Wednesday. I went to New Jersey for Stacy's event. Stacy has a monthly meetup that she does in New Jersey, and it's called Pod Experience. I was in person for that. Nick was via Zoom, but Nick couldn't help me out yesterday because he's also traveling and had other commitments. And the other mods had other commitments. So we just decided, you know what? Once in a blue moon, so be it. I think it was Chris Vaglio who I had the pleasure of seeing in person. When I was telling him I was debating what to do, he said, "Mark, just take the day off. I think you've earned a day off." So I took his advice and had an awesome, awesome experience. Let me first say hello to the moderators who have joined us first thing this morning, and then we will get into your wins from the week. We will get into the mailbag and a couple other things as well. So first, Nick. Good morning to you. We have Nick Nalback and Simona Constantini here. And of course, I am your host, Mark Ronick. So good morning to you, Nick. You are home safe and sound.
Hey, morning, everyone. Yeah. Yeah, got home in the afternoon yesterday. So got to chill out, hang with Emily and Aria for the night. And then now I'm heading back to the office this morning right away. But last day. That's the good thing. It's already Friday. So it's like, I was on kind of like a little kind of a vacation type of thing at this conference, and then yeah, after going for a day, and then got the weekend. So it's good.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's post-pandemic, I'm still getting used to random travel like that. And it is really nice to break up the week a little bit. I think pre-pandemic, maybe it would have felt to me anyway, like, you know, an inconvenience. Oh, it's another trip. I got to go somewhere. It's breaking up my week. I got work to do, blah, blah, blah. But now it feels different. And I'll just go ahead and say it already. The fast forward, that this trip reminded me how important in-person gatherings are. And I know maybe you're going to think, yeah, of course you're saying that, Mark, because you've got an in-person event coming up at the end of June. Yes, but there's a reason for that. The reason is that I find it so much more powerful connecting with people in person. And it gives me another layer of energy around podcasting. Because quite frankly, talking about it this way every day online, sometimes it feels a little monotonous. And being able to break it up by going out, meeting new people, seeing new faces, getting new questions, and getting some of the same questions too, it just all feels different. And I welcome it. It was a big reminder to me that I haven't been doing it enough for myself, because I made it a goal to get on more stages this year. And I think maybe what I'm connecting with now is it's not about being on stages per se, but it's about being in a room full of people who want to learn and want to grow. That's what I thrive on. That's what I love. Sorry for the little monologue there. And it really did give me a big boost this past week. Let's go to Simona. Simona, good morning to you. Where in the world is Simona Constantini this morning?
Good morning. I'm back on the East Coast temporarily, so I thought I would come into the room today. I'm actually in your neck of the woods, Mark. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Nice.
Yeah.
What are you doing in Raleigh?
So the person that I'm seeing has was in the military for 20 years, oh. And their old boss is retiring. So I'm actually going to a military retirement.
Oh wow! Ceremony. Have you ever been to one before?
Be really cool. Never. Oh. I've never been to one. It's going to be really interesting. It's going to be really cool.
That is cool. Yeah. Well, you'll have to let us know about that. That sounds cool. And yeah, you're somewhat in my neck of the woods. You're about 3 hours and 45 minutes away. Certainly a lot.
Great, let me start driving.
Yeah. Certainly a lot closer than normal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We 100%.
We could probably meet. I know we're not going to. And we could probably meet around Greensboro, somewhere
that's
around there.
Where we're going.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah. So that's a little more than the halfway for me, but that would be probably a great midway point. But yeah, I don't think I'm going to make that drive today.
Yeah, no, not after all the travel you just had.
Yeah.
All right. That's where I am. Back on the East Coast, I was like, oh, it's like 7 o'clock. I'll be able to make the room today. 5 o'clock is so hard for me, you guys. I don't know how people do it. I used to wake up that early. Like, honestly, I can't. I'm not that person.
I feel
right
you.
Right now in my life, I'm not that person.
Yeah. And you know what? Even though I get up at 4:45 in the morning, if I were to get up at 4:45 and then start this show at 5 a.m., I feel like it would be a train wreck. I would not be mentally awake to do that. So yeah, and I know that would be kind of similar to the case for you. You would, you know, because being on the West Coast, you would probably, if you were to try to join us, roll out of bed or maybe even call in from bed, right?
Like I am right now?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, good morning. Glad to have you here. And we've got Alex Balish here on stage. And good morning to you, Alex. It was a pleasure getting to see you face to face for the first time. And no offense, I think I was a little more excited to see Lucy. Good morning to you.
I was too. that was great. I think that it was a fun event. I wish we could have stuck around, but it was just getting late, and we just had AI just do the notes so we don't even have to be there anymore. Now, I thought it was really, you know, it's neat how that setup is and that people can call in through Zoom. And the fact that people can have a separate kind of conversation with the moderator, who was Nick, I thought that was really neat. And I'm just glad it all worked out in terms of you coming out and whatever else. So it was a lot of fun.
Cool. Yeah, it was a great time. And Lucy was as sweet in person as she sounds on the phone when she is yelling in her hi every morning when she gets to sneak that in with Alex.
Hi.
There it is. And yeah, you know what? I should isolate that, Alex. I think I want to isolate that and add it to my Rodecaster Pro soundboard here. That would be awesome. She was so sweet, so cool to have her there. And we had several people there. Like I mentioned, we had Chris Vaglio in the room. We had Brian in the room as well, Brian Coletto. I got a chance to really sit down, well, not sit down, but we definitely got a chance to chat a little bit. And, oh, can you guys hear me?
I couldn't hear you, but was it just me?
No, it wasn't just you. Sorry. It was Clubhouse just glitched out on me. But
okay, I was like, Mark, where did you go? Come back to
me. Yeah, sorry about that. So anyway, it was great to chat with Brian as well. I got some good FaceTime with our own community. And so cool to see a handful of community members there in person. It reminded me how excited I am for Charlotte. And by the way, speaking of Charlotte, sorry, we're not really all over the place, but a little bit different format than we normally do it. Speaking of Charlotte, on May 15th, I am not speaking right now about the June event. On May 15th, I'm going to host a meetup on behalf of Empowered Podcasting, our big meetup. We're doing some smaller ones leading up to the June 28th through 30th event. So on May 15th, I will be in Charlotte. I know Lloyd George is working on joining us as well, and we're going to work on getting more of you to come join us there, because I know we have several people that are in at least the general area that could probably make a drive if they really put in the effort. So anyway, I've just shared a link. It's an Eventbrite link so that you can register. And thanks to Riverside for being a part of this meetup. They are buying the first round of drinks. So if you attend, you have to register. And then when you come in, give us your name. We hand you that drink ticket and you can enjoy yourself with the first drink of the evening. And if you're driving, hopefully the only drink of your evening. Please join us there. You'll get all the information. I'll put this in the show notes for those of you who are not here live on Clubhouse. And also, we've got Walt Gaynor on stage. Walt was not in New Jersey, and he's here on stage. So let's say hello to Walt. Good morning to you, Walt. How are you today? Oh, Walt? Oh, big buildup. All right, we'll come back to you, Walt. I don't know if that's a tech issue or what. So yeah, it was a great event. Let me tell you, they do this in Summit, New Jersey. And it might sound weird when I say it's at a law firm. The two people there at Gearhart Law, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart, it's their place. And pre-pandemic, it was a full house of a legal team, two floors, pretty nice sized space. And then post-pandemic, everyone went remote. And Richard and Elizabeth own this building where it's just a building for their law firm. It's not like a big skyscraper or something. They own this building and they couldn't sell it at that point. And they wanted to do something with it. And they're podcasters. They also have a radio show. So they decided to convert the top floor into a full-fledged podcast studio. We're talking a green room for guests to sit and wait and enjoy themselves while they're waiting to do their thing on the show. There's an audio studio dedicated strictly to audio podcasting. I suggested to them to still put cameras in there so that they can record for social media content and promotional content. They have an audio video studio, and both of those two studios would come with like a producer, you know, somebody to work with you, work with the cameras, etc. And then they have a do-it-yourself studio where it'll basically be a studio space for the more DIY podcaster and also maybe the podcaster who's on a budget, who doesn't want to pay extra for the extra help, feels like they can take care of it themselves. So it's a really cool idea, and I applaud them for pivoting the way that they did. And the event was held in their conference room, or a conference room, a really big, decent-sized space. And I'm going to be sharing some pictures and video, hopefully today, and share what it all looked like. But it was great. I think we had about 20 people there physically present. And then Nick, you were managing the Zoom, which is kind of the role that I've been given on most months. But being that I was in person, you took over those duties. And we kind of tag team our talk all about AI and podcasting. So I haven't really asked too much yet. So I'm curious, how did that go? How was it managing? Because there was probably at the most maybe around 50 or so people in that Zoom. How was that experience for you?
Yeah, it was really cool. So while Mark and Stacy and everyone in person was mingling, all of the Zoom people were hanging out with me, and we talked AI. It was a pretty good discussion. We had a lot of people interested in the AI stuff, so a lot of good questions, and some people who have never used it before. So it was kind of an eye-opening experience for some, I think. And yeah, it was kind of cool. It felt kind of weird because they had two camera angles set up. Like, one was looking directly on, like, face first of Mark and everyone who was on the panel in person, and they had one from like the other angle. But the big screen that had the Zoom on was right behind them. So it was like I was a giant head behind Mark the entire time that we were doing it. But it was really neat.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, they did. They had two cameras on us there, and it felt like we were doing almost a TV show. It really did. They had the Rodecaster Pro set up. Yeah, go ahead.
We called you the Overlord so that we were trying to do your bidding. That's what your big head was there for. Called you a huge Overlord of podcasting.
Nick, did you want to say something?
Had I known I was going to be like directly behind Mark, I probably would have fucked with him a little bit more.
You should have at least.
Because he wouldn't have been able to see everyone else in front watching.
So
been
true.
Able to see it.
You should have had like a crown or something and a big fuzzy jacket or something, and you could have told us minions what to do in AI.
You know, something you said, Nick, about people in the Zoom, and it's the same for the people that were physically present. You mentioned how there were a bunch of people there who have never used AI before. And there were also people, at least in the room physically, that hadn't started a podcast yet. And it was a good reminder to me because sometimes when I'm in my day-to-day and most of it's online, I get stuck in our own circle. And I assume a lot that, like, all the people, because I make that also that assumption that everybody in this room, or at least most people who are listening regularly to us, has some kind of idea of A, podcasting, B, AI. And that's just not the case. When I get in person or get into new circles, it reminds me there is a lot of people out there. There's a lot of audiences out there. There's a lot of clients out there that have never come across you and your content and your message. And it that's one of the reasons why it breathed new life into me when I was there, because I think sometimes I just feel like, I've exhausted my options. There's no one else out there that really wants my services, but there's tons of people out there. So that was fun and refreshing as well. Anything else, Nick, about the experience?
I wanted to quickly comment on what you just said, because that's a really good point. Like, we had a really, like, relatively speaking, a small sample size of people. And I would say at least 10% of the people that attended had never heard or never used AI or had a podcast. So when you take a look at the general population, I mean, just using 10% as that benchmark, I mean, that's a lot of people that you could potentially reach in your niche. You might think, okay, that content's been overdone. Everyone's seen it. Everyone's been exposed to it or had the opportunity. Like, why me? But I mean, that's a very good prime example of like how many people haven't.
Yeah. And a good example of pushing yourself to get out there and get into new circles. And it doesn't necessarily have to be physical. It doesn't have to be an in-person thing. I do encourage that. And just getting in front of new people does so much. Yeah.
The way I look at it is, and I know now Nick will appreciate this, diapers never go on sale because people are always having kids. Well, it's the same principle. There's always people
there's always people starting a podcast and there are always people trying to learn new things. And the way this works, it's going to be, yeah, it's neat. It's neat that there's always a new person with a new idea. And it's pretty fascinating. The first group, when she first had it, there was content creators from all over the world and they all had their own little thing. Some were just starting and some were more advanced.
Yep, absolutely. So if you're feeling discouraged, get out there. And how do you get out there if you're feeling stuck? One of the things I'd say is if you're a podcaster or not for that matter, try to get on other podcasts. Go on and be a guest. Connect with another podcaster. Get in front of their audience. And you'll quickly be injected into new communities as you go. So yeah, I encourage that. I think it's important. And let me check in and see if Walt is now able to come off mic. Walt, good morning. You there?
Yep.
There he is.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Sorry. Technical issues a second ago, but yeah.
All good. Good morning. And let me check in with Billy. Billy, good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's up, crew? Good morning. Good morning. Just wanted to jump on the stage, support, say hi.
Oh, okay.
And also encourage people to put themselves out there more. I actually did this might be getting into wins, but
that's okay.
Speaking on like going and being in places that you're not normally, I don't normally stream to LinkedIn. And this week I was like, I'm going to do a stream. I'm just going to talk about Amazon. It's been a while since I, you know, did that type of content on a live stream. And sure enough, man, somebody I worked with who sponsored a podcast and some other events early on in my life circled back, and they work with over 1,500 Amazon sellers. And so we're meeting next Tuesday to see if there's potential, you know, of working together and providing their clients some services or whatever. So I never ever streamed to LinkedIn hardly. It's like one of those places I don't really, but I am going to now. I'm going to be over there every time. So, but yeah, pretty cool. And, you know, also I met that guy a long time ago through networking and, you know, some local events. So, it's kind of a small world and it all comes back around. Kind of cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. Very cool. We'll be on the lookout for Billy's live stream. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Mark. There was one thing I have to say. The script was brought up.
Yes.
And Simona, I did actually say some nice things about it. I did say that I wanted to be known on the record that it is a good program. I just don't understand the language.
Right.
The only reason he's saying that is because he knows it was recorded and he can't get out of it.
You're right.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
No, but, and it was the truth. And you were there, Nick, Overlord.
Yeah, it was brought up. It was, yes, when we were getting into the tools. And I admitted too that it's not one that I am comfortable using either. All right. Oh, go ahead, Simona.
No words. I have nothing to say to that.
Okay. Okay.
But let me unmute myself and say a few words.
Right. All right. So here's what I want to do. Let's, again, thank you to Stacy. I don't think she's here. I know she's catching a plane. So I will say, and I'm sure she'll hear it later, thank you to Stacy for the invite. Thanks for inviting me. Thanks for inviting Nick. I know Simona will be in person, I'm hearing, next month at the Pod Experience event. So that's cool. The featured speaker there. And we'll be there together. I guess I'll be there online with you, Simona.
Yay. I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm very excited to go and I'm excited to be there in person. And I actually have family that live not too far away. They're in Fairfield, New Jersey. So I'm going to get to see my family as well, which is really important to me. So yeah, really excited about the trip overall.
Awesome. All right. So I'm going to close up this part of the conversation with Brian, and then I want to get into the mailbag and ask the room here what their thoughts are on this question. And so first, Brian, it was great to see you this week. It was nice chatting with you as well. If you have anything you want to share about the event, by all means, feel free. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Pleasure to finally meet you in person.
Yeah, I would say that there was quite a bit of good nuggets from the pod experience. There was even a non-podcaster who was a speaker. His name is Chris Nolte. He is not on here on Clubhouse, but he is a virtual assistant. And that was a great thing to dive into when people need to delegate responsibilities as it relates to podcasting, especially if they're doing podcasting as a business where you need a virtual assistant to help you with certain things. And obviously, my big win this week was meeting Mark in person and getting to see Stacy again and Chris Baglio and the other people that were there. And I would also say that a win for me this past week was getting to 400 subscribers on my YouTube. And the video that I made about a Clubhouse meetup that I was supposed to go to that didn't happen, that I had to cancel going to, that video blew up on YouTube and caused a rare bump in subscribers on my channel, I believe. So very happy about that. Wishing you all love and blessings. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. Appreciate that. And congratulations on that win as well. That's awesome. We talked a little bit about you and your content while we were there. It's cool. It's just so, I can't wait to see more of you, whether it's in May, whether it's in June for the Empowered Podcasting meetup or conference. I just can't wait. And yes, Chris Nolte, cool guy. He did talk about his VA business, but more importantly, just how important it can be to have a VA and how surprisingly affordable it can be to have a VA when it comes to podcasting. So we'll probably have more on that because Chris and I definitely bonded when we were there. And I think we're going to be talking about more ways of working together. So more to come on that. Okay. So from the mailbag this morning, this was something I wanted to get to, one of the mailbag items I wanted to get to, and we never did earlier this week. These come from different places. Some people email me with questions that they ask to be shared on the show. Sometimes they're shared in our Empowered Podcasting Facebook group. And there are other places that I find some questions as well. This one was emailed to me by someone named Keely. And the question is, well, it starts like this. I'm only 15 episodes into my podcast. This person is primarily a solo podcaster. And I've been recording pretty much the same week that I release. My goal eventually is to record further out, but I'm curious to hear how others do it. So I'm going to actually, I guess the question really is, how far out in advance do you record your podcast episodes? Now, she's a solo podcaster. I don't know if that's, let's just make it regardless, right? Whether you're a solo podcaster, whether you have a co-host, whether you bring in guests, whether you do narrative, whatever it is. Let's talk about batch recording. Does anyone want to share? Anyone on stage right now do batch recording? Wow, this one seemed to get some people's attention. Everybody's jumping up on stage. Let's go to Simona. Simona? Yeah, so tell me, do you batch record? I guess you do. I know at least one of your shows you have to. But yeah, share a little bit about that.
I was just like, hold on, everyone's coming up on the stage. I was like, invite as a speaker. It's so funny. I batch record for as it relates to podcasting. So I batch record all of the episodes of the month in a 2-hour stint. So I actually, like in May, I'm doing five solo episodes. So I batch recorded those this week. And then usually I sit down with my guests for 2 hours and we just bang out all four episodes at one time to make it easier. And then with Happiness Happens, I kind of batch record, but not really. But like some weeks I'll do, you know, if, you know, two or three or four interviews, and then some weeks I have none. It just really depends on what gets booked in. But I really like it. It makes it so much easier to do content and like to get everything done and organized for the month ahead. It's way easier.
Okay, there you go. So there's a vote for batch recording. We have so many people on stage here. I'm going to pick somebody randomly. Let's go to somebody that we haven't heard a lot from on stage. And when we do, I usually appreciate his feedback and info. Jonathan, good morning to you. Welcome back up to the stage. So yeah, tell us, do you do the batch recording thing, and how far out in advance do you do it, if that's the case?
Good morning. Good morning. So yes, me and my co-host do batch record, and we batch record. We'll probably batch record three or four a day when we're recording, but we did almost our entire season before we started putting the season out. So we committed to doing 11 episodes to begin with. So we put batch recorded about 10 of those episodes, got them all set to go. Which was nice because I got to edit them in my own time. It wasn't like making me crazy, trying to get them done the week of. And then we decided we'd do another 11 episodes in the first season. So we've batch recorded most of those. We have two that we're going to re-record that they didn't quite work. So we have those that we're going to do. But other than that, we've done a lot of batch recording, and it works so much smoother for me because I'm the one editing. It just gives me the content in advance and I can work on that. So I enjoy it.
Do you feel so when I hear it that way, I think that's awesome. I struggle with the idea of first recording all episodes and then get to the editing, because then I feel like I've got this big plate of stuff to do. I've got to edit whatever it is, 12 episodes, and it feels daunting to me. Is that the case, or am I just kind of making up stories and trying to talk myself out of it?
You know, it doesn't feel daunting to me because if I can get a couple episodes edited, then I'm a month, because we release every other week. Mm-hmm. So if I get two episodes edited, I've got a month done of content done, and I can do two episodes pretty quickly.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. So it's not necessarily like you have to get them all done at once, but, and I like that the idea that you created some space to really give you breathing room. I think that's helpful. Does anyone else want to chime in just on maybe those of you who don't batch record? Go ahead, Amanda.
I don't.
You don't.
I don't. Happy Friday, everyone. For some things I do, for instance, if I have a guest on my show, I will batch those depending on their schedule and then fit them in where I see fit with the other things that I'm talking about. But a lot of things that I bring to the table are things that are happening in the now. So it's hard for me to batch because by the time I would release it, it would be like something that's stale or stagnant. So my guest I batch, but the other segments of my podcast are kind of a week by week basis.
Okay. Okay. And do you feel pressured, Amanda? You know, like I know sometimes for me when I do weekly recording and try to publish the same week, things happen and then I'm working under the wire and working late nights to get the episode done and out the door. Do you get frustrated with it, or do you feel like it is what it is?
Yeah. There are times where I feel like I'm working under the wire, which is why I'm grateful. Like I have my team that works, and you know, I can pass it off to them. They put the finishing touches and sparkle onto it. But sometimes it can be. So, you know, I would recommend if you have the opportunity, if your show is the type of show where you can batch, to batch, because it would save you from feeling like, you know, you're working under the wire.
Yep. Okay. I'm connecting with that. Yvonne, you came up here during the question. So did you want to add to it?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm just pulling into my driveway, dropping off my kid at school. I don't feel like what I'm doing is batching, but I do have a bunch of recordings already done with guests that probably at this point take me into July, I would say. But I don't batch them all, like in the sense that I'm doing, you know, 5 recordings in a day or anything like that. I put like Thursdays and Fridays are mostly the days when I record. Monday and Tuesday is usually when I'm sliding in over the hood, getting the one that I've got scheduled to go out that week, edited and getting all the posting done, all the social media ready to go for it for Wednesday. So that's kind of my rhythm.
Awesome. Thank you, Yvonne. Yeah, and I appreciate you kind of giving us the schedule breakdown too, because sometimes batch recording might sound easy, and then when you sit down to try to plan it out, if it's new to you, it can feel a little confusing. And so, yeah, to hear someone's process, I think that's really helpful. Thank you for that. Ooh, who came off mic? Go ahead, Stacey. Good morning. It's from the airport.
From the airport, yes. The same one you were at yesterday. I batch certain aspects, which is like the images that go with my show, the thumbnails, all that. I'll do like a bunch of those. My show's all interviews, though I want to shift that a little bit. But for now, at my 126 shows, it's all been only just batching the assets. And then I'll batch in the way of having maybe 2 interviews on a day. But otherwise, that's really my source of batching. But it's an interesting conversation. So thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you again. Stacey wasn't here while we were talking all about her own events. I just want to say personally right now, thank you again, Stacey, for having me, having Nick. We had a blast. And you can go back and listen to the replay later and hear us raving all about it then. But yes, thank you. It was a great time. And I appreciate too what you're saying, because batch recording, quote unquote, doesn't necessarily have to be recording your episodes. Batching can be all the assets, getting everything else together that you can before you even record. Right?
Definitely.
Yes.
It's a pre stuff that, yeah, there's no reason to wait.
Yep. I'm with you. Does anyone else want to chime in before we move into some wins from the week? All right. So let's do it. Let's see. I feel like Billy and Brian kind of both shared wins, but I'm going to just check in real quick. Billy, did you have any other wins you wanted to share with us?
Well, you guys kept up my TikTok little viral video there. So it kind of stalled out at 1.9 million. And then earlier this week or last week or whatever, it went to 2.5, and I got like another 300 or 400 followers. So I got over the 1,000 mark, which was a goal. Seemingly all from that video. So went live on TikTok a couple times already just to check it out, but don't really have a long-term plan for that. So that was a win. And then another quick win is I've been working with a software company to develop a software for my business model. Just kind of like, first of all, just kind of consulting them. And then we've moved a little bit more into a partnership, not quite the one I wanted, but one that will work. And so we're moving into a beta process right now with a bunch of Amazon influencers. So hopefully over the next 3 to 6 months, we'll see some real progress in that and hopefully help influencers make a bunch more money a lot faster. So yeah, it's cool.
Nice. Very cool. And so interesting that that video stalled out and then all of a sudden got a big surge again. And that's common. That's social media. You know, especially once a video goes viral, just when you think it's fizzled out, it gets picked up again. It's because I know the algorithm tends to push out those popular videos. And when it finds a good match, it's going to make sure to share that video with that person. And then if it does share it with the right person, they start sharing it out and then it goes viral all over again. Yeah, Simona, go ahead.
I have a question for you, Billy, about that, because, you know, you said you got X amount of followers from it. Would you say that all of those followers, maybe not all of them, but like most of the followers are people that you actually would want to be on their timeline? Because I'm just thinking back, you know, Mark, to our friend Anna, whose reel went viral, was it last week? And she got all kinds of followers of like the wrong kind. And so I'm just curious if like, did you feel that your followers actually aligned to what you're doing and their followers that you would want to have? Or is it just kind of like a big mix of different types of followers? I'm just curious.
No, this is a great question. And the answer is, I don't know. I don't really know who those people are. I went live. There's like people obviously watching the live, like more than any other platform that I was live on. They were hanging out, they were sticking around, but I didn't know who they were. Like if I go live on Instagram or any Facebook, I mean, I kind of know who's watching. Like those people are in my world, in my circle. But TikTok is kind of like a new audience. And so I think some of those people will kind of get filtered in or out of my world. Well, we'll see what happens. Thanks a lot, U.S. government, for screwing it up. But we'll see. My objective for TikTok is just to get enough followers to get in some of their creator programs. So right now, I really don't care about the – I mean, this sounds horrible because I'm a niche kind of guy, but I don't really care about the niche of the audience over there. I just care about getting an audience so I can do other things and work with brands on that platform.
And I would say – I would guess that Billy will, some of those followers are people that would want to follow Billy, because although the product itself that went viral, that big heavy mug, is maybe very expensive and people won't want to just shell out whatever it was, $200 to get that mug, it is based on a product and Billy's a product guy, right? He's promoting different products. So who's to say that he won't find another one, do something, you know, randomly with it, and all of a sudden it just goes viral. Well, those will probably get, that video will probably get in front of more people interested in these crazy, wacky products, right? So it could work.
And I will say I'm shocked at how many people bought that mug.
Oh, yeah?
I'm shocked at the amount of money I've made off of that video.
See, there you go.
And it was the least produced video I've done. It was the least thought out video. It just blows my mind. It actually makes me feel like a big goof because I'm like, I overthink all this stuff. Nobody
can. Well, I think we all kind of feel that way sometimes, Billy. Simona, and not about you, I mean about ourselves. Simona, go ahead.
You know, I just wanted to add in, Billy, I think that's such a good point because I think as creators, we can overproduce content a lot. And I go back to different people that I've had on my podcast who are, you know, TikTok specific. And the thing that they say over and over and over again is, you know, the less you produce your content, the more relatable it'll be to people who are watching. And so, you know, I've tested different things. I mean, have not seen the same virality as you did with this, for example, but I've literally taken like a story that I did on about something podcast related, giving one tip and taking that story video and putting that onto my TikTok feed. And that does just as well as a video that I spent time editing and producing. So if you're, I guess maybe just like wanting to do content like that and are like, oh, I don't have the time, I can't edit it and da da da, whatever. Like, I actually don't even think that it matters at the end of the day. As long as what you're putting out there is well composed is different than edited, you know?
Yep, I do. And I wanted, you also, Simona, brought up Anna. And Anna, if you want to follow Anna, she's at the podcast space on Instagram. And I'm sharing in the show notes, sharing here on Clubhouse Live, the video that Simona brought up that went viral. And Simona, you mentioned how Anna has said it reached all the wrong people and got the, you know, the people who followed her aren't really the kind of followers she was expecting, right? They're not people necessarily that want to start a podcast, want help with their podcast. They're random people. And I actually called her out on this yesterday because Anna tends to go there a lot. She tends to go to the assumption that, oh, they're all bots or they're all creepy weirdos or and this, that, and the other. And I feel like It's because those are the ones that we see, right? Those are the ones that make themselves most known. We notice those bots because they're usually using the same phrases and sentences and or they're just weird responses, right? And then the creepy ones, we certainly can identify those relatively easily, especially if they're in our DMs. But we're not necessarily right away seeing the ones that are actually interested in the content. And that's why I called Anna out, because she's quick to say, oh, well, I've heard from all these bots. I've heard from all these creeps. So that was a fail, even though it looks like a win. But I disagree. I fundamentally disagree. I think that there are plenty of people that liked this particular post over 2,200 times. I think that there are people there that are interested in her content. Are they all? No, of course not. But I really wanted to remind her of that because she's done that before and she's awesome. Don't get me wrong. She does great work, but 164,000 views, I am certain, has some people who are podcasting in there that could very well start seeing more of her content and then want to work with her. Because again, she is awesome. Okay, let's keep moving. Brian, did you have any other wins from your week? And no pressure.
Well, besides the YouTube and the podcast meetup, I think that for me, the other win was, probably my Earth Day video, and also that I went to a regular networking event last night. It was in a similar area, same county, but a different town. It was a little bit closer than Summit is to me. And the reason I would consider that a win is because I didn't know that I was going to be doing that until basically last weekend, because I was supposed to go to a different kind of meetup yesterday, a multi-chamber thing that got postponed to the summer. And so that's why I consider that a win. And in that networking group, there was a podcaster, although she focuses her podcast very locally. And I didn't get to talk to her last night, but that's a win for me. I'm just kind of filling some words, but I think that one of my weaknesses is sharing the little things, because I'm usually focused on big things, but I do want to focus more on the smaller stuff as well. So
I like
that's
that.
What I have to add.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. I think that's one of the reasons why we do this room, is because we're often focused on the big things, and if the big things aren't necessarily happening today, we might get frustrated with it, and the little things are getting us closer and closer. And stopping and celebrating those, I feel, is really important. So thank you for saying that, and thank you for sharing. Yvonne, good morning again. Did you want to share some wins from your week?
Good morning, Brian. Congratulations. And I love that you brought up sharing the little things. I will share one of those. I got my son to started off on doing college visits. So I'll call that a win. He's starting to see what it is he likes and what he doesn't like. So that's very cool. It's very early in the process. And we snuck in a visit to my other son who's already in college while we were doing it. So bonus double win. besides that, I got to talk to Simona yesterday for her podcast. So that was really fun. And booked a couple of other guest spots coming up, recorded a couple for my podcast this week. And another local podcaster friend of mine who does very similar work to me invited me to a meetup for women over 50 that's local, which is awesome because I've been trying to think of how I can do more of a local angle on this. And I started reaching out for people to go roller skating with, maybe paddle boarding, asked in the group if there are any other podcasters. So I'm going to that meetup tonight and lots of stuff. It's fun.
Awesome. Congratulations. Congratulations on getting the college visits going and being able to sneak in a visit with your son, your other son. And cool to hear. Was the chat with Simona on her podcast, was that for Happiness Happens?
It was.
Nice.
It was awesome. So I hope that's okay that I said that out
loud. Of course. Oh, well.
You get to that any day you want. It was such a nice way to start the day, too. I loved it. Thank you.
Thank you. I felt that way, too.
Very cool. Thank you for both. Thank you both for collaborating with each other. And to me, that just strengthens this community when we are doing things together like that. So thank you for doing that. Jonathan, good morning again to you. Did you want to share any wins from your week?
Good morning. Yeah. So I always celebrate when we get an episode out. So we got episode 14 out yesterday, which is always good of Coffee Social Podcast. And let's see, we hit a really good download number. But my co-host doesn't want me sharing download numbers anymore.
Hmm.
So we hit a really good one. I'm just not allowed to share it. And then I booked a talk down in Austin next week, which is very cool. I'm excited about going down to Austin and talking about storytelling and social media.
Well, very cool. Congratulations. And I have to follow up. I was going to ask you about episode 14, but I want to, if you're able and open to share, why the gag order on download number sharing?
I don't know. It's just she's being very suspicious about, she's just superstitious about sharing those numbers. So I'll let it be.
Okay, that's fair. You got to respect your co-host too. Yep. And if it's superstition, okay, I get it. She doesn't want to spoil anything. And I feel that, even though to me, I think focusing on the achievements, focusing on those achievements, saying them out loud is only fueling it for bigger and better things. But I get superstitions. I do. What is episode 14 about, Jonathan? I want to know.
Episode 14 is about short form video, actually. So on Coffee Social, we talk about social media and business, and we are talking about short form video, which is my specialty on episode 14. So I think I give 7 tips on how to really leverage your short form video for your business.
Well, Jonathan, I would love to talk to you about maybe one morning we sit down with you and talk more about short form videos and strategies as podcasters, how we can use those to our advantage, if that's something you're open to. And there was another angle I wanted to take. Oh, the other angle I wanted to go down with you in a future room is the idea I've started seeing people saying short form videos are going to lose their steam. I'll just put it that way, that because these platforms are starting to add the ability to upload longer videos, that there's some concern that the short form video may go away. So I want to talk to you about that. So here's what I'll ask you for right now. Is that something you're open to doing with us in one of the rooms, maybe even as soon as next week?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome. So we will do that next week for sure. I will reach out to you, Jonathan. Would love to have you lead us, or at least be our resident short form content guy while we have that discussion. That'll be fun. We will have that talk. Amanda, good morning again to you. You want to share some wins with us? Oh, Amanda. All right, we're going to come back to you. Ashley, good morning to you. Please share some wins with us. Now I'm not hearing Ashley. Is it just me?
Not you. They both didn't come up.
Yeah, we're still not hearing you. You may have to leave the room and come back. Let's try We're going to go to Alexandra, and then we'll check back in with you. Alexandra, good morning. Did you want to share some wins with us this week?
Well, that depends. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. But yes, I would love to share some wins today. So also Amanda says in the chat, she can't unmute for some reason. There's a Clubhouse glitch.
Weird.
But yeah, so I can finally say it because my mom and I have been keeping our fingers crossed for a while. She sold our house a little less than a month ago, and we have been trying to find somewhere else to live because we close next Wednesday. And so we finally got approved for the house, for the condo that she wanted. So we are officially moving on Wednesday, which I'm very happy about because, this is my childhood home, but it has become an emotional coffin for both me and my mom because we've had too many losses in here. So energy wise, it's just going to be a really good fresh start for both of us. I think it's going to be great for our mental health. And then yesterday, I finally, thank you, Jesus, after 6 long months, I finally found employment. So I start in June, which is perfect, since in less than 2 weeks, my family and I will be going to Chicago to say goodbye to my grandmother. Again, we're taking her back home, and we are going to spread her ashes over Lake Michigan.
Well, that sounds like a beautiful way to tribute her. And congratulations on employment. That's awesome. And congratulations. It's really maybe the overarching is congratulations on fresh starts. New job, new place to live, new memories to start building, and positive ones. That's awesome. Congratulations, Alexandra. And I could hear it in your voice. I could hear that energy and enthusiasm and excitement in your voice. I feel it. So congratulations to you, and keep us posted on the job, how that's going. Looking forward to hearing more as we go. And I'm going to keep this moving because I know we are running short on time. Let's see if Ashley got her glitch fixed. Ashley?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
We can.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Yeah.
So my big win this week is that I know I shared some time back that I've been creating the marketing content for 3 music festivals and one that I also got to perform at. Well, that we had our event last week and it went off without a hitch. It was so fantastic. Also, considering our festival director had to have emergency triple bypass surgery the week of the event. So it was kind of crazy for a couple of days, but it all ended up turning out beautifully. I got to perform. I got to interview a couple of people, a couple of singer-songwriters. One of them is also a cannabis seltzer vendor. So that was a fun interview. And I also got to test out a custom GPT I made that writes a marketing copy on the fly by taking pictures of things. And I've got meetings with the vendors to work with them and show them how to use it. So that's my wins for this week.
Lots of wins. Thank you for sharing those. Okay, I first have to ask, the boss with the triple bypass, was your boss able to actually attend the event?
No, oh, no, okay. He had the surgery like just before, so that's about a 6-week recovery period.
Right.
So his wife was bouncing back and forth between the hospital and the event, but you know, the crew of staff and volunteers was so strong, you would have never have known he wasn't there.
Well, that's the idea. That's the sign of a strong leader. That's awesome. And my last follow-up for now is the interview with the cannabis seltzer guy. Is there anything during that interview that either surprised you or you learned for the first time?
Mainly that if you want to grow a songwriting community, that you should just go for it, because I actually learned that he has a group of people where they write songs based on prompts. And I said, wow, I wish we had something like that in my area. And he said, well, why don't you just start it? And it really lit me up.
That's cool. And I thought maybe it was going to be something about cannabis seltzer, but that's okay. That is a really cool nugget. And I'm glad that you got that push. And by the way, you mentioned custom GPTs, which is a chat GPT thing. I just discovered this morning that ChatGPT, now in your conversations, when you're starting new conversations, it's going to remember those conversations from one to the next. In other words, we used to talk about how when you're in a conversation thread with ChatGPT, it basically remembers what's going on in that thread. If you leave it and start a new one, it has no idea about that new, about that previous thread. But now, if you turn the switch on, it will remember things from all of the different threads you have going on, which I find extremely interesting and very valuable if it works the way it says, because it gets a little annoying sometimes to have to prep your GPT. You have to give it some background here and there. This is basically saying it's learning the background by remembering previous conversations. I have to play with it more to give more explanation, and I will be doing that, and I'll share that with everybody.
Hey Mark, mm-hmm. When you play with, when you work with that, how does it determine if you're like, I have a business and then I have a podcast, or if you have two podcasts, it might be two totally different topics.
Yeah, well, I think if you were to say start a new thread about your podcast and to write your show notes, I mean, you have to still prompt it. So you would say, I need show notes for Daddy Daughter Bookworms. Here's the transcript. Well, then it will remember the, it will remember the different conversations you've had about show notes and about your show. Right. So it's just about being specific. Just like if you came to me and said, hey, Mark, I have a question. I need help with Daddy Daughter Bookworms. Well, I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to give you answers about CPR.
Okay. No, I just wanted to. Yeah. I didn't know if it was just one overall, like remembering, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It should be able to. And again, we have to play with it. But I find that really, really interesting. And how we can use that with our podcasts, that's, we'll have to play and figure that out, and join nextgenpodcaster.com if you want to learn more. Let's see. Let's go to do the rapid fire with our moderators. Any wins from your week, starting with Simona, who will pass it to Walt. Nick had to leave. So Walt, you'll pass it to Alex and then back to me. Go for it, Simona.
Honestly, I should have come more prepared. I'm trying to think. I've had a lot of wins. I think a lot of personal wins, a lot of professional wins. One big win, I can't talk about it yet, but, I'm doing a really big collaboration with a company that's coming up really soon. So I'll share more about that. And I'm also hosting a masterclass on May 7th. And, I booked 5 stages this month to speak on.
Wow.
So I'm really excited about those two. Yeah. Yeah. Some virtual, some in person. Some coming up in the fall. So yeah, I'm really excited. I'm excited for this season of life.
Go for it, Walt. And congratulations, Simona.
Congrats, Simona. And congrats to everyone. Y'all are here doing the thing this week. But yeah, my wins, pretty sure this week's all a blur. Pretty sure I shared earlier the Kid and Play podcast. We launched that on the network. But also we have a number of people on our network, and one win that I'm proud of because it had an impact on the whole organization of Urban One, which is a large one. Amanda Seals was on the Shannon Sharp podcast, and I didn't know she was going to be, but I did remember her posting a video like months and months and months ago about wanting to be on it. So I kind of went through to found the video and did this kind of carousel post, kind of doing like how it started, how it ended type of thing. And that went well, got a lot of views, and then also wrote an article. It's like doing a lot of things in 2 hours. So shout out to ADD, because it's not always a weakness. Sometimes you can flip it into like, you know, be able to do multiple things. But I had an article go up as well too. And I feel like I beat out, a lot of people in the industry to kind of capturing that moment. So that was my win. And, last win, I haven't been able to put as much attention as I personally would like to. I think I am doing kind of like, you know, what a lot of people do for the podcast, but I lean into the whole doing too much. So not super proud of my marketing wise with the podcast, my personal podcast, but I have been consistent with getting it out in the midst of everything else that I do. So that's a win as well. And yeah, over to you, Alex.
Well, before you go, Alex, well, I feel that. I feel that. I get down on myself a little bit too, as far as promoting the podcast and promoting this podcast. Yeah, there is some guilt, and you're killing it. So I hope you are really celebrating and giving yourself a pat on the back, because you are absolutely killing it. And your share reminded me, I want to bring something to this community where we take a morning and sit down with each of the moderators and get to know them. Because Walt, the more you share, the more I continue to be amazed at the different things you're doing, the different people you're working with. And I feel like we need to share this with everybody, for with all of our moderators. So yeah, kudos to you, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I guess another win then is earlier this year, I kind of just was telling myself this is a year of show and tell, because I usually just be doing stuff and don't tell people just because I don't want to, but trying to make different types of changes and stuff, so being more public. So appreciate that. That's all. That's all, folks.
Let me ask you one more thing, Walt. What gave you that motivation to want to start sharing more?
We'll have to save that story for another time, just because of time and sleep.
Okay.
But, I think that just one quick thing I'll say is, because it's not just about me, the stuff I'm doing is about other people as well, and it affects other people. So it's kind of like an accountability to support other people and also share information with others. So I think that's one of many motivations.
Okay, cool. And yeah, so there you go. We have, when we do the interview with Walt, we'll learn more about that story. All right, Alex, thank you for your patience. Go ahead.
I don't know how to follow that up. I have to go do something. I'm consistently inconsistent, I guess. That's my win for the week now. We went to a book signing, and it was like an intimate, about 30 people, with Phyllis Souza and her sister-in-law, who just wrote a book, which is called Piper Chen Sings. And the reason why I bring that up is because it's on stage fright, and it's something we can all do or all face. And this is one of the original cast members from Hamilton. She's amazing. And we gave her our card. They say they want to be on the podcast, but I'm not holding my breath. Maybe they will. That all being said, we got to meet some fellow podcasters yesterday, and we're just progressing. And Lucy is starting to hopefully sort of sometimes catch a lacrosse ball. And finally, hopefully we'll see you guys Friday night chat.
That's right. For the podcasting evening chat tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for mentioning that, Alex. And congrats to you as well on your wins. And yeah, you showed me some of those pictures from the book reading. Very cool. Very cool to say you could meet somebody from the original cast of Hamilton. And I say, just be persistent. You'll get her on the show. Just be persistent. Don't, it's not a one and done follow up. You got to follow up a few times. And I bet you she'll show up. And just keep leaning on, I'm the guy who has the daughter and I do the podcast with her and we review books and, you know, highlight her age and her passion and for podcasting. I think those kinds of things will capture the attention of her people. So good luck and keep us posted on that. For me, my wins, I think it's safe to say the event at Stacy's Pod Experience in New Jersey, attending there personally, physically, was a huge win for me, especially because it reminded me I want to do more in-person stuff. And the Charlotte meetup, May 15th, that's ahead of the big event for Empowered Podcasting in June. It's a smaller meetup event, getting excited for the June event. So join us if you're interested. And that's a big win. We finally got that up on Eventbrite, and I'm excited for that too. And my other win, I allowed myself to take a break yesterday, not put up a replay of an old episode, not show up for the live. I had other stuff. I honored that and focused on that instead. And thanks again to Chris Vaglio, who encouraged me to take the day. And lastly, I'm going to say, because I just looked, another win is seeing Paula in the audience listening live. Good morning, Paula. Miss you. Miss seeing you or not seeing you in the room. So awesome to see you here and awesome to see all of you here, really. I like to just, you know, call out Paula sometimes because she likes to call me out sometimes too. Love you, Paula. And thank you. Love all of you. Thank you so much for a great week. Thank you for your patience yesterday and allowing us to go dark for a day. And we are back every day, Monday through Friday next week at 7 a.m. Eastern time. And if you can't join us on Clubhouse Live, you can always join us via podcast at 7 a.m. Pacific time on your favorite podcast platform. Until Monday, make it a great weekend, everybody. Take care.